Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org. And do you know in this room what was the most popular segment on this show? The research shows I'm telling tales out of school.
I have no idea.
It's the most. So let's hit it. Time for the most emailed, most viewed, and most popular stories in and around the web. Last time around, Tricia.
Hello. I have one of the most emailed stories at USA Today. The headline is Northern Lights Mystery Exposed. So the researchers from NASA have released findings, a study actually conducted by the University of California in Los Angeles. They've been studying, you know, trying to figure out what makes the Aurora Borealis and the Aurora Australis occur. They think it's now happening. There are these little geomagnetic storms that happen about a third of the way to the moon. So these little flare-ups happen. Apparently, this is the explanation. Every so often, the Earth's magnetic field lines are stretched like rubber bands by solar energy. They snap and are thrown back to Earth to reconnect, and that creates a little short-circuit effect, and the stored-up energy is what powers the flaring lights, and it happens every couple of days. And there is an opposing theory, and it really just has questions the distance from the Earth to the moon in which this happens. So some scientists think it happens about a sixth of the way to the moon. This UCLA team thinks it happens about a third of the way to the moon. TBD.
TBD. Ian Chlog, you have production value with your most.
Yes, I do. I noticed this morning that Mark Garrison and I, emailing at about 4:30 in the morning, were kind of thinking on the same theme. It's tropical. Although, my most popular from the Charleston Daily Mail, my hometown paper, the headline reads, "Drinking tiki torch fluid is not advised."
I'm so glad somebody finally...
Words to live by.
It's shocking.
Got
so,
that out.
So those of you out there thinking about it, it's not advised. Apparently, in West Virginia, there's been a few incidents this year of people being at a party. They see it. It has that sort of amber color that beer and apple juice have. They pick it up, take a swig, and the next thing you know, they're in the emergency room. No one in West Virginia has died, I'm very happy to say. There have been similar tragedies elsewhere. Also, a lot of problems with people eating the glow-in-the-dark stuff there. 143 related injuries this year.
Raver-related injuries?
Yes.
Raver-related injuries.
Let's keep it Hawaiian, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, how typically, and since we spend so many of our Fridays mashing poi, drinking Mai Tais, listening to Don Ho. But I digress. I have a most viewed at Yahoo News, BBC, most places, including actually the Honolulu Advertiser. A judge, he's slapping down parents for the name they gave to their daughter. The young lady's name is Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii. That is a sentence.
Name is Tallulah Does the Hula?
Her full name is Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii. So I don't know if a prepositional phrase counts as a last. I don't know. But so this is in New Zealand where judges have the power to rename children. So the judge just said, you can't do it. We're giving her a new name, which is being kept secret to protect her privacy as it should. So, you know, listeners out there.
My parents are real jerks.
Oh, yeah. Maybe like that. But I think there may be the possibility that her new name could be Tallulah. Please help Bryant Park staffers find gainful, fulfilling employment soon in parentheses. You can use the punctuation of the name.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
Yes.
Exactly. Our executive producer is here today. Hey-o. The boss taking part in the most.
Allie, I got a major fight in the minor league. It's most from Yahoo News as well. 15 players, both managers, ejected from a game, and a fan went to the hospital after a 10-minute benches-clearing brawl, Class A minor league game between the farm teams from the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here's how it started. Top of the first, a Peoria Cubs player gets hit. The Cubs pitcher, Julio Castillo, gets mad, so he starts throwing at batters, one after another. Whoa. The third time he brushes one back, the managers come out, they start pushing, bench is clear, it's a mess. Now, there are two interesting details. One, the ejections were reversed, basically because after an hour delay, they realized they needed the remaining pitchers to take the field if they were going to be able to finish the game. That was no good. But the best part, you remember I said a fan went to the hospital. Why? Because Julio Castillo, that pitcher, at some point he threw a ball at the dugout of the other team, missed. Oops. And hit a fan who went to the hospital.
Dope.
Which just goes to show, now you know why Julio Castillo is in the minor league. Because if you can't hit the dugout,
ouch,
you got some trouble.
Seriously.
Caitlin Kenny.
All right, I have one of the most emailed from the Washington Post. This most is a special tribute to our senior producer and resident germaphobe, Matt Martinez. It is, the story's entitled A Germ Zapper's Guide to Clean. It's all about the hot zones, the mothership of germs, the kitchen sponge, laundry, your mattress, your pillow, the entranceway, your shoes, and handheld technology. There's a lot of gross facts in here. I'm only going to share a few with you guys. I'll take it easy. They say 75% of sponges tested in U.S. homes are heavily contaminated, and one drop from a sponge equals millions of bacteria. Yeah.
You know, I'd just like to say, in defense of bacteria, as we learned, we did a little piece on raw milk here on this show. There's a lot of good bacteria out there. Let's make sure we're portraying both sides of this issue, Caitlin.
There are, but we're talking about
objectivity.
We're talking about the gross stuff. We're talking about E. coli, you know, matter you pick up on your shoes. They talk a lot about dirty mattresses. This is kind of crazy. Mattresses have been found to double their weight after 10 years from collected debris. Yeah. So they say you should seal up your mattress in one of those little bags and wash it frequently. They also talk about germs at the office. And the keyboard, which Matt frequently wipes down with his Purell, is the germiest spot in the office.
Yes.
So wash your hands a lot.
Yes. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Dan.
All right. Moving on. I got a most emailed here from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Full text, an epic Bill Gates email rant. You know, they cover Gates a lot. They're covering him in his post Microsoft era, and they found this email that he sent in 2003, and it's pretty awesome because it's like he's so angry at this thing in Windows that isn't working, and he does what any normal Windows user or computer user would do, but he's the boss. His actually goes somewhere, but he writes this three-page screed. I'm quite disappointed at how Windows usability has been going backwards. I decided to download Movie Maker. He goes on and on. What an absolute mess. The lack of attention to usability represented by these experiences blows my mind. And he details what a painful process it was and how it kept the computers freezing, the website was asking stupid questions. Basically, he's just like us. Except when he sends one of these emails, someone actually reads it and responds.
Yeah, and he's got a bazillion dollars.
Right. Exactly. Oh, bazillion dollars
part. Also. Yeah.
You guys, thanks for the most.
Thanks, Allie.
Thanks.